Good morning, everyone. It's terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's November 26th, 2024. Oh my gosh, this year is almost over with. Welcome to my show, Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'm so glad you guys decided to show up and be here today, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening in on the replay. I'm grateful that you're here. I'd love to have you join us in the chat room. If you're new to the show, go to 12radio.com. Look on the upper left-hand corner. You'll see the word chat. Just click on that and you'll get invited in. It is a private chat room. Also in the chat room, if you have any questions that you want to get answers from your angels, if you post the question in the chat room, we'll get to you after break and we'll get you some answers. Or if you want to feel free to call in live, that the second half, and that number is listed in the chat room, but it's 857-232-0155. The extension is 870-303. So we can either do it in the chat room or you can call in live. Either way is fine. For those of you also who are new to the show, besides doing the radio show, I am advisor over at 12Listen. I'm there every single day. So if you want a reading some other time other than during this show, you can find me over there. And I also have my website if you want to check it out. It's Oh My Angels, spelled OHMYangels.com. I list my angel scopes in there and everything else that I do on that page as well. And my angel scopes are now posted on the 12Listen page. If you go down to where the scopes are listed, you'll see that I post them for the month. So that's something kind of new that I've challenged myself to do. So I've enjoyed it and I've gotten some pretty good feedback on it. So feel free to check it out. Today's show, obviously, with the time of the year, it's going to be on Thanksgiving and what it means to you or to me and to everyone else. Everyone has different viewpoints on it. And it's pretty interesting. Until I moved up to Flagstaff a couple of years ago, where there's a lot of indigenous people, I didn't realize what Thanksgiving Day means to them versus the version I grew up with. You know, the version I grew up with was thinking it was a day of celebration when the pilgrims came to America and they sit down for a meal together with the indigenous people. And then that's basically all you're taught in school, right? And keep getting a message. Hold on a second. Okay. So as a kid, I mean, we always went to Grandma and Papa's house and we had, you know, turkey and dressing and, you know, all the side dishes. And, you know, Grandma made homemade pecan pie and pumpkin pie and mincemeat pie, which that stuff's nasty. But it usually meant somebody in the family ended up with an argument and it wasn't a very pleasant day. So as a kid, it really didn't mean much to me except for we got turkey and dressing and we got to go to Grandma and Papa's. So I was excited about that. But it wasn't until I moved up to Flagstaff and, you know, Haley was going to college up there and she's still attending. She's getting her master's now, but she teaches up there as well. And we were having this discussion and she talked about what it means to the kids up there and to the people who are indigenous. And I had no clue. But if you look up what Thanksgiving Day means to the indigenous people, they call it a day of mourning. Can you believe that? Here we're, you know, I was raised, it's a day just to be grateful, thankful. And for them and their culture, it's a day of mourning. It's a time to remember their ancestral history, as well as a day to acknowledge and protest the racism and oppression which they continue to experience today. What a huge difference, right? I mean, I was just blown away. I find it so sad that how we as a nation, we teach one version in our schools while we totally ignore the other version. You know, it's definitely food for thought, right? So I want to put the idea out there, and I've talked about this before, but I think it bears repeating because, again, I was not raised with this version of, you know, a day of mourning for another people. Wherefore, you know, the way I was raised, it was a day of Thanksgiving, being grateful for what you have, right? So why do we celebrate an event that, if you truly look at history, it tells a different story of what that day represented versus the fairy tale that we celebrate? You know, I don't understand why we can't all come together and celebrate a coming together of all peoples, all equal, all deserving. And then on top of that, why can't we do it every single day? Why do we have to set up a day of Thanksgiving that we celebrate Thanksgiving and just have one people's version of what that day is? You know, why do we just choose to be thankful on one day? Why can't we have Thanksgiving every single day? You know, there's a lot of memes out there right now about kindness. Well, before it's all been about, you know, giving, right? And now it's about kindness, showing kindness to each other. Well, wouldn't that be a kindness to be thankful every single day for the, you know, for example, just the people you work with? Be thankful for them. Be thankful you've got a roof over your head. You know, the homeless numbers in this country are rising, and it's sad. There's people that don't have enough money to even get purchase the food they need for themselves, let alone for their children. They don't have a place to stay. So why can't we be thankful for the things that we take for granted? You know, a hot running water. You know, it's turning cold here in the Midwest. And I value and appreciate and am totally grateful for my hot showers. To be able to soak in a hot tub of water after a stressful day, right? So much that we take for granted that other people, to them, that's just, you know, it would be a huge blessing. They wouldn't know how to act. You know, when I get hungry, I go in the kitchen, I cook me something to eat. There's people that don't have that. They don't have that luxury. So taking the time to be thankful every single day for the little things that you have. And yes, it's really nice to celebrate Thanksgiving the way I was raised as well. You know, that's coming together as family. Usually it's family members you don't see very often, or because of where they live, or work circumstances, or whatever the case may be. For me this year, I'm very excited. I get to see my son. My son has moved from Arizona, and he's back in the Midwest as well. So I'm going to get to see him for Thanksgiving Day, and I'm very thankful for that. I wish my granddaughter was going to be here as well, but I'll get to see her at Christmas time. So we'll get to celebrate that. But I'm thankful that I have the money to get to be able to pick him up and for us to spend, you know, 2 days together. I'm in gratitude for that and for us to break bread together. You know, there's a lot of people that they've lost all contact with their family for whatever reason, maybe financial circumstances, maybe abuse, maybe drugs or alcohol. So I ask each and every one of you, however you celebrate this upcoming Thanksgiving Day, truly be thankful for what you already have. And I ask you to send prayers and good thoughts and good vibes, or whatever your religious beliefs are, good blessings to those that are less fortunate. Because there's plenty of people out there that would give anything to have somebody to share the day with. And there's some people who they're blessing and they're thankful that they don't have to spend that Thanksgiving tradition with their biological family. And again, for circumstances that some people would not understand, but for others makes perfect sense. So again, a day, make it a day of non-judgment. Open your heart and your circumstances to others. Help others. You know, some of the things too with, you know, I was married to an alcoholic. And honest to God, I really could not stand the holidays. Because that was a good excuse to drink. And then words were said and whatever, one thing led to another. I used to dread everybody getting together when you're in those kinds of circumstances. You know, and the society makes, you know, look at all the commercials. Oh, a turkey. You got to have a turkey. You got to have a ham. You got to have this. You got to have that. It's expensive. You know, why does society make it such a big deal about having turkey? You know, I should have looked that up too and find out how turkey got to be part of Thanksgiving. I don't know if that's what the pilgrims had, you know, because that was a wild game or whatever. I really don't know. I'll have to look that up of why. But some people don't even eat meat. So their traditional, and that's in air quotes, Thanksgiving is now something different. You know, to me, the big thing about Thanksgiving has become, you know, for the past 2 weeks, all the sales and stuff about Black Friday. You know, let's buy, buy, buy. Let's spend the money for all these corporations to make more money. It's not about a gathering of family. It's about who can get out there the first and who can come up with the biggest sales. And it really went crazy after 2020 because all those big corporations and stuff, look at all the money they lost because people stopped getting out in public and buying stuff. Well, then they had to make it, what is it now, Cyber Monday? Those big corporations are still ticked off because they lost all that money during 2020. It was all, again, the bottom dollar. Bottom line was the bottom dollar. It wasn't about, oh my gosh, you can't even get together with your family and spend time, quality time. It was like, oh my God, what about the sales? You know, they should be thankful that we're in a society that we can still buy stuff. We don't have to go out in public. We can buy online. But again, it's all about the money. And what did you know, Christmas coming up. What are you getting for Christmas? What are you asking for Christmas? Why can't we all just go back and say, you know what? We're tired of the big corporations making more and more money all the time. Why don't we buy from the little people? You know, somebody who, you know, I make homemade candy for Christmas presents. This is what I used to do. But then some people are like, that's all you're doing? You know, that stuff's expensive. It's labor intensive. And I did it because I loved it. I made homemade chocolate covered cherries, peanut butter balls, fudge, cherry mash, an old fashioned candy called cream nut loaf. I spent a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of effort, but I loved doing it. And the people I gave it to really appreciated it. But nowadays, it's, oh my God, you know, did you get the latest cell phone? Did you get the latest computer? Did you get this? Did you get that? Again, it's going back to things and not people. You know, what if all the families said, you know what, we're tired of giving all the money to these big corporations. Sure, we'd like to have this, that, or the other. And we have the money to do it, so why not? Why not take that money just for Christmas this year? And for Thanksgiving this year, take the money that you were going to blow on whatever frivolous things, outside things, take that money and feed somebody. Take someone into your home or cook meals for people or go help out at a pantry. You know, if you live in cold weather, why don't you go, you know, for these people that are homeless, get them a new sleeping bag, get them a blanket, get them a pillow, get them new shoes or some socks or some underwear. Instead of having to have the latest gadget or whatever, why not take that money this year? Just do it this year and see how good that feels to help somebody else. have something to truly be thankful for. When my alarm goes off in the morning, the first thing I do before I get out of bed is I'm thankful for the day. And I start thanking God and the universe, thank you for this new day. You know, help me to my highest good, whatever that may be. I thank them for another night with Yogi. You know, he's 11. You never know. Hopefully he's got quite a few years, but you just never know. But I'm so grateful that he's in my life. And again, the little things, you know, I'm grateful to have got hot water to take a shower. I'm grateful that I've got a job. I'm grateful that I've got a roof over my head. And I'm so thankful that I got a message from a friend of mine, Marcy, who's on the other side. She asked me to reach out to her daughters and let them know that she's watching over them and she loves them and misses them. And that was received well. I mean, how blessed am I? That was just truly, you know, magical. I love that when it happens. When those from the other side reach out and ask me to deliver a message. It's an honor and it's a privilege. You know, besides my traditional job, I feel so blessed and so thankful to do the readings I do at Once You Listen. I love helping people. And when I do a mediumship, especially this time of year, for those that are on the other side, have passed over, who want to give a message to those on this side, it just, there's no greater blessing. It really, it gets to me. Like with Marcy, I really, when she gave me the message, it brought me to tears. And even talking about it right now, I'm getting a little choked up. I just loved her to pieces. And I was so angry when God took her. Because to me, it was just wrong. You know, she had a heart that was so big. She would help anybody and everybody. And I was there with her when she passed. And I wasn't planning on being, but she made sure. She asked me if I'd be there. And I said, no. And she just smiled at me. She goes, we'll see. And she timed it just right where I would be there for her. And I'm honored and blessed that I was there. But it was hard when you see somebody so young and so full of life, you know, cross. It just wasn't, I wasn't ready for it. You know, I fought that one really hard, but it was her time. You know, it works out that way. But again, how blessed am I that she trusts me enough that she reaches out to say, hey, or you know, get a message to my girls. And she, we talked about it before she passed on how she was going to reach out to me. So I know for a fact that it was her. And she goes, whenever you crave chocolate M&Ms and root beer, I'm there. I'm like, geez, Marcy, thanks a lot. You know, I've had to fight my weight all my life. You're going to add to it. She goes, I don't care. She goes, those, the plain M&Ms and the root beer. She goes, you'll know for a fact it's me. And she does. Whenever I start craving them, it's like, okay, I know she's around. I know it's Marcy, you know. But again, how blessed am I that I get to do that for her and that I can reach out to her girls for her. I know her girls miss her every single day. She's got three beautiful daughters. But again, she's around them. And I'm just, again, I'm very thankful that she allowed me to get that message to them. The other thing that I wanted to bring up with Thanksgiving is the fact that we lose track of the little things that we just take for granted. Again, I'll go back to just, you know, that we're breathing, that we have a roof over our head, you know, that we have food, that we have our health. You know, for me, when I came down with cancer, I was angry. I was really, really ticked off with God and the universe at that particular time. But I got through it. And I got through it because of good friends, my faith. And the fact, I think, I truly believe it's because of the prayers and stuff that was sent and the gratitude I had for all of that. I think it all works hand in hand. So I was thankful that I ended up with the cancer because it taught me so much. At first, like I said, I was angry. I was really pissed off, to tell you the truth. But as the years have gone by now. It's been 4 years. I'm so thankful that I went through it at the time that I went through it. I mean, everything, divine timing. I was blessed. You know, it could have been so much worse had I not paid attention to the signs, had Yogi not tripped me, had I not gone into the hospital, got things checked out, I probably wouldn't be here today. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that I had the relationship I do with my granddaughter. She's my mini me. And I'm blessed the fact that she and her partner have asked me to officiate at their wedding next month. Talk about it, being totally grateful, humbled by it. You know, how many grandkids today have that kind of closeness with their grandparents? I know how blessed I am. And it's one of the things I'll be truly thankful for this coming Thursday. You know, honored and blessed to be able to be asked to participate in this relationship. So look at your life. Look at the things around you. Look at the things that you take for granted every day. I'm thankful I've got a car that I can get in the, you know, somebody wants me to go somewhere or do something, I need something, I can jump in the car and go. Some people don't have cars right now. Things are too high. They've fallen on hard times. There's so much in today's world that we take for granted. If you look around, not everybody has that. So every day, take a moment. Look around. What can you be thankful for? What can you share with others? You know, you hear somebody at work who, you know, maybe they've lost a loved one, or maybe this is their first holiday coming up without their loved one. They're hurting. They're having a hard time. What can you do to make things easier for them? Write them a little note. Let them know you're thinking about them. Call them. Reach out to them. Let them know they're not the only one, or that you're there for them. Maybe someone's going through a divorce and this is their first holiday without their significant other. And maybe in one way it's a good thing, but maybe in another way they're hurting for that. I think we all know somebody who has lost somebody this year. And this is going to be another first. Whether it's a significant other, a parent, a child, a friend. Be in gratitude, be thankful that you got them as long as you did. And be thankful that they're now on the other side, no longer suffering. Or be thankful that the relationship is over. You know, I know some that are going through a divorce and they can't wait for it to be over with. And it's probably the best thing for all parties involved. I guess what I'm saying is I would like everyone to challenge themselves to get out of the me, me, me mode for the holidays and think about what you can do to help somebody else, to help lift somebody else up. It doesn't have to cost money. Say a prayer for them. You know, reach out. Do something positive. You know, I've lived pretty high and almost as low as it's possible to go. There's been times that I had $10 worth of gas to put in my tank. And there's other times, 50. It didn't matter. There's been times that I've only had $5 to feed myself. And there's been other times that I had $200 to go out to eat or take somebody else out to eat. There's been times in my life I've had a kitchen full of food. And there's other times I had nothing. I can remember one Christmas after my first divorce, I thought I was going to get to go to my ex-in-law's house to have Christmas dinner. And my ex threw a fit and said, no, you know, if you invite her over, I'm not bringing, you know, our son to the house. So I didn't get to go, but I hadn't prepared for that. And all I had at the house was a box of macaroni and cheese. That has to be the worst Christmas ever. You know, I've been in the store cashing out with no worries, not even considering how much money I just spent at the grocery store or at the clothing store or whatever. And I've also had times I had to add it up and put things back on the shelf because I didn't have the money. I've had times where my bills were paid in full. I didn't have to worry about them. And I've had times that I had to pay them late. I've had opportunities where I've given money to help somebody else. And I've also had times in my life that I had to ask for it. And that was really, really hard. You know, we all have highs and lows in life. Some certainly more than others, but we are all just trying to make it. No one, and I mean no one, is better than anyone else. And it really makes my heart sad for those people who think that they are. They think they're better because they have a bigger house. Their car is newer. They've got plenty of money in their bank account. But you know what? We all bleed red. And eventually, we all fade from this earth. Death has no discrimination, and neither should your life. Be kind to others. We're all here to serve. You know, stop the power tripping. Your oversized ego won't get you anywhere. So I'm asking you to be kind, be humble, and keep faith going. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a few minutes for a break. And when we get back from break, I'll jump in the chat room and we'll get some readings for you, okay? So we'll be back in 5. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy here on 1-2 Radio with my show, Oh My Angels. I hope you enjoyed the first half of the show. I'm going to jump into the chat room here. Give me just a second. I kind of go on a rant in case you guys had noticed the deal with Thanksgiving. I think it just, I just don't think you can talk about gratitude or thankfulness too much, you know, and I think that we need to be reminded every single day, look at all the things that we have to be thankful for. You know, there's people that are just thankful, A, they've got a car. There's people that are just thankful they've got a car they can sleep in, you know. And yes, there's some people, when they talk about homelessness, some people have chosen that because they don't want the responsibility of a home or an apartment or whatever, you know, to, they don't want that obligation. They don't want that pressure. And I get that. But those people still need places where they can take a shower and get clean and feel safe, especially the women with children. You know, there's just so much more that we can do to help others. And I think for me, this time of year really kind of, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but it just kind of pisses me off that everybody is so materialistic instead of how can we help those around us? You know, that homemade gifts are like, oh my God, you would do that? You know, why don't you just buy them something? But do you guys realize how much time and effort it takes into making something for somebody else? If you get a homemade gift, count yourself blessed. This time of year, somebody invites you over for dinner or whatever, say yes and say thank you. Help them clean up afterwards. You know, maybe you don't have money where you feel like you have to pay them back, but you can help clean up. You can pass it on and do something nice for somebody else. You know, I think a lot of the things that really irritates me is the fact, you know, 2020 disrupted the connection with people. And, you know, that person-to-person connection to where you felt part of something whole. And instead, you see all this stuff, even, you know, the mean stuff that people say on Facebook, it's all to separate us and to divide us. And it's like, why? Why are we doing this? Why are we allowing this to happen? Why can't we just, instead of, you know, threatening war or threatening, you know, taking rights away from people, why are we doing that? Why are we going backwards instead of trying to fix what we think's wrong in our society and moving forward together? And being thankful that we have those connections. You know, young people today are having harder and harder times of connecting with other people because of what happened in 2020, right? And we need people to reach each other. We need that as human beings. We need that human contact. You know, the thing that's most about living by myself is getting a hug every day. You know, when my son lived with me or my granddaughter lived with me, you know, or I was married, I got a hug a day. Now the only time I get hugs is when I go to see, you know, one of my two friends that I have here. I miss getting a hug every day. And that's something I'm very thankful for, is a hug. Okay, let me get back here in the chat room. Let's see here. We've got Renee's here. She says, good morning. Well, hello, Renee. I'm so glad that you're here. You always show up, and I certainly appreciate you. Pamela Snow's here. She says, good morning, Peggy, Jay, and the 1-2 Tribe. Thankful for you all and blessings all around. Well, right back at you. She says, I agree. There's way too much is commercialized, too much stress. We need to make it simpler and spend time with the people that you love. Hold on here. I'm getting some feedback here. Hold on. Give me one second.
Peggy?
Let's see here. Hold on one second. Okay, so let me get back here. It's like somebody's come in on my line here.
Hi, Peggy. It looks like you
hey,
have
Peg.
A caller on the line that's calling in that
Hello?
Would like to speak with you.
Hi.
Who's
Can
this?
You hear me?
Yes.
This is Kelly. How are you, Peggy?
I'm fine. I'm on the radio show right now. Are you calling in on the radio show?
I am calling you on the radio show. I'm
oh,
not
good.
Calling you personally.
What can
I just
help you
called
with?
To say happy Thanksgiving, and I recently lost someone really close to, and so I know how you feel about Marcy. It's
Aww.
Not fun, is it?
No, it's not. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm sorry that you had to go through it as
yeah.
well. Especially the holidays
yeah,
makes it
so,
really hard.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I want to say happy Thanksgiving, and I really enjoyed the show this morning. And if more people just appreciate the small things that you said, life would be so much better.
Yes, it would. Yes. And well, happy Thanksgiving to you. And thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
You bet. You have a great day.
You as well, honey. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, that was cool. I didn't know that she was calling in, though. That was kind of different. I'm glad. I'm excited. So, see, you guys, if you want to call in and get in a reading, you can call into the 800, or it's 857-232-0155, and the extension 870-303. So, okay, let me get back where I was at here. Sorry, that just threw me off. like Pam was saying, spend time with people that you love and care about. I know, it's great, you know, and totally off the subject, but one of my favorite all-time movies is going to be on Thanksgiving evening. I love the musical Sound of Music, and it's going to be on Thursday night, so you guys know what I'll be doing Thursday night, and then I have to get up and go to work early Friday morning, and then when I get off work on Friday, then the Chiefs play, so I'm so thankful. I mean, I get to have, you know, Sound of Music, which, you know, poor Yogi, you know, he has to listen to me sing all these are a few of my favorite things, right? So we'll go through that. So let's see here. And Quali's here. Hey, girl, she says, Thanksgiving blessings, Peggy, Jay, and the 1-2 family. We appreciate you. Quali, you come up to every show, and I really appreciate you. I hope you have a very nice Thanksgiving as well. And she's got pictures of lots of food there. We're coming to your house. Joni Thompson's here. She says, happy Thanksgiving, Peggy. Enjoy listening to your reminders today. So important to share. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I know it can be kind of hard, and I kind of get on a rant from time to time and kind of go all over the place, but the holidays can trigger so many people, and it can be such instead of being such a joyous time, it can be a sad time. But if we can stop and be grateful for what we have, and if we can also think about the true meaning of Thanksgiving, doesn't always mean the same for every group of people. And so, you know, for the Indigenous people, again, this is a day of mourning. And the way I was raised, it's a day of Thanksgiving. So, you know, let's try to be consciously aware of how this day can affect different people. Let's see here. Pam also says, Peg, I'd love to have a hello from any family member who has passed. Missing them so much right now. Thank you. Okay, Pam, let's see if I can... Okay, I'm getting right off the bat. It feels like I would term it as a grandmother. It's someone that's an older woman, and she has the old fashioned kind of apron on, and she's holding a pie, and she's just grinning from it. In fact, it looks like the pie that's got like Cool Whip or whipped cream on top of it, and it's like she's made a little smiley face on it. So, I hope that resonates with you. And that's all I got from her. So, and she just popped up again. It felt like a grandmother type figure. So hopefully that helps. Okay. And my friend Kay's here. Hey, Kay Dragon. She's an advisor here at 1-2 Listen as well. So, and she and I had a radio show together, and she's taken kind of some time off from that right now. But thanks, Kay, for showing up. I appreciate you. Denise is in the house and she says, hi, Peggy. Happy Thanksgiving. If you have time, can you look into my health? Do you see it improving soon? Denise, you know, we don't do anything health-wise. I can tell you that, I mean, I'm hearing that you need to probably go see a physician and just keep your thoughts positive. I feel like that's a big thing for you, is to think positive and accept the positive. So hopefully that'll help you as well. Before I forget it too, I have to give one of my biggest thanks at all for possible. Number one, Mark Custom, for allowing me to come back on the radio. I've kind of come on to the radio show and they kind of left it for a little while during the cancer and all this after effects and stuff, and him allowing me to come back on. And then a huge, huge thank you to Jay Barbell for producing my show. You know, I tried the doing it myself for a while, but as you guys probably on the receiving end of that didn't work so well for all of us. It was crazy. It's too much. My mind is, I have a monkey mind at times anyway, and for that it was just way too much for me. So I'm so thankful, Jay, that you take the time out and that you're here for me. Truly, truly appreciate you. Okay, you guys. Well, let me refresh and make sure I'm not missing anybody. I know that happened week before last. I think that I missed somebody altogether. I felt really bad, but if I don't see the comments, then it's, I hate missing somebody though. Let's see here. I think I've got everybody. Oh, Joni says, on a side note, I too am having lots of dreams these days. No epiphanies, just lots of them vivid. Can you tune in? Hopefully I'm not missing any messages. What they're saying right off the bat is you need to have what I'm calling a dream journal. Sit up on your bed with a pen, and whatever dreams you're having, right the minute you wake up, before you move around a lot in the bed, if you can write them down on the paper and watch what happens. You are being told, what I'm hearing, a story. There's they're giving you guidance. It's like you've been asking and asking and asking, and they've been trying to get your attention during waking hours, but you're not paying attention. So they're coming to you in your dreams because you're more open. So keep a journal next to the bed, and when you wake up, even in the middle of the night or whatever, jot down whatever you can remember, then let it go back to sleep. Do that for the next 7 to 10 days and see what kind of story comes out. There's something else. Hold on. They're saying also, when you go to bed at night, I don't know if you say prayers or whatever you do before you go to sleep, but what you can do is ask your guides and angels to help you remember upon awakening what the dream meant or the messages that you've missed. You can ask them for that. And again, do it every single morning for the next 7 to 10 days, you know, or when you go to sleep at night, you know, please help me to remember any messages or dreams that I have that are significant to me at this time, you know. And just keep asking and watch what happens, and you'll start remembering more and more. But they're asking you to document it. And I do feel like there's some messages. They're not allowing me to give that to you. They're saying that this is a process they're asking you to go through, to where you get that feeling, that knowingness of who's reaching you and the messages they're giving you. Okay? They say it's extremely important. And they're saying keep an open mind. And it's a story. They've got a story to tell you. And it's significant. So pay attention, young lady. Get that little dream journal going. Okay. And just ask them for help on helping to remember. You know, I would have bright, vivid dreams and all this stuff. And then I'd wake up going, and then it was like, what was that? And I would forget. You know, and then there would be times that I would have dreams that just really was just releasing the stress, and other times that were very profound dreams. And so I asked for a sign to show me the difference. You know, the angels and your guides will do anything they can, but you have to ask them for help. Ask and you shall receive, right? So help guide them on the best way for you. You know, they will try, you know, I think with Joni's, since it feels like they've been trying during the waking hours, but it's like you got too distracted. And so they're doing it at sleep time. And that's what they would do with me as well, to start off with, right? So they just make note of everything that's happening. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit for you to get out of your own way for the messages to, you know, to flow through. But you've got a lot of people wanting to work with you, Joni, so just stay open to that. Get that dream journal going and ask for guidance and ask for you to, you know, to be able to remember them upon waking. You know, have patience for yourself. Let's see here. Let me refresh this again. Oh, Pamela confirmed, yes, that's my grandma. But she's really proud of that pie. That was just, I mean, the love pouring out of that was just beautiful. And that little smiley face, that was cute. Renee says, have a happy Thanksgiving, Peggy. Well, thank you, honey. You too. I hope yours is everything you want it to be. Let's see here. Let me refresh this one more time. Let's see here. I think I've got everybody. Well, you guys, I'm so thankful for my family and friends. I'm thankful for each and every one of you that show up every week for me. I truly appreciate it. Let's make this Thanksgiving Day one to celebrate, for all of us to be grateful for the people that are in our lives. Let's be thankful for everyone, not just a select few. Let's spread that kindness around. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to where we can teach in schools the true meaning of the holidays that we celebrate, so that everyone can learn from our strengths, our mistakes, and our weaknesses, so they may become the people we all want to be. So again, I hope you'll stay tuned. After me comes C.A. Brooks with her Everyday Astrology, then the Empowerment Show with Kelly Whetstone, then the Katie Weaver Show, and last but not least is the Christina LaFrance Show. Again, thank you, Jay, for producing my show. And for the rest of you, thank you so much for showing up. As always, take what resonates with you, let go of the rest. And until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.